This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A new warning. The foreclosure document fiasco could threaten the entire financial system.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Congressional Oversight Panel that was created to monitor the Wall Street bailout has a new report out this morning. It says all those mortgage documentation issues that led to foreclosure moratoriums at many banks could have severe consequences for the economy. At issue is whether banks followed the proper paperwork procedures when transferring ownership of mortgages and also when processing foreclosures. Former Senator Ted Kaufman is a Delaware Democrat who chairs the Congressional Oversight Panel, and he joins us now. Senator, welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me on, Jeremy.
So does this problem have the capacity, do you think, to call into question the ownership of tens of billions of dollars worth of mortgages and actually lead to another financial crisis?
Frankly, we don't know yet what the implication would be. What we're calling on Treasury to do to really take a hard look at this. There's a number of different things that could be a major problem. One is due process. The second is the fact that thousands of documents are being signed by people no one knew was really in them. And then we have a major mortgage modification program to try to help people that are having problems, $30 billion program, and we're very concerned that the service, our services, can they really modify what is going on? Are they modifying what's going on with the mortgages? So it's a major concern.
A lot of banks halted foreclosures for a period and then restarted them. Do you think that they were right to restart foreclosures?
That's what Treasury has to find out. We've laid this out. We just think this is important enough that they should start doing some extra special things in addition to just checking. We think they should go to stress tests and really test the banks. They've not done that since 2009 because, look, we could have systemic problems there. People could lose faith in the markets themselves. And finally, we get back to this really important thing, and that is individuals having due process. Now they're not dealing with their local bank. They're dealing with some faceless organization, and Treasury has to look into that.
How long do you think until we know the size and the scope of this problem?
I don't know. I mean, we're working on it. It should be soon. They're drilling down. I know they're drilling down throughout the organization. We have the 50 attorneys general working on this. So I think we'll have something, too. But time is of the essence to get this and get it right and get it right quick.
Former Senator Ted Kaufman, who chairs the Congressional Oversight Panel that oversees the Wall Street bailout, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now across Europe and Asia. We just got earnings from Walmart, which are up thanks to strong sales overseas, and from Home Depot, which says it saw more customers last quarter, but those customers are spending less. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 9 points to close at 11,201.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering 4 sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
GM goes public on Thursday, and it's boosting its stock offering price thanks to strong investor demand. The government-owned company said this morning it'll sell its stock for around $32 a share instead of around $29 a share. GM is trying to raise enough money to pay back its multi-billion-dollar rescue package from taxpayers. Well, the bailout of the automakers came at the tail end of a whole string of bailouts sparked by the financial crisis. The things that led to that crisis more than 2 years ago are the subject of a new book. It's called All the Devils Are Here, and it's by Joe Nocera of the New York Times and Bethany McLean of Vanity Fair, who joins us now. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start on June 29th, 2001, a dramatic point in your book. Josh Rosner, who was working at a research firm at the time, starts to discover that people are taking out a lot of subprime mortgages using smaller down payments. And he writes a paper called A Home Without Equity is Just a Rental with Debt. And he gets a call.
He gets a call from a man named Charles Kindleberger. And Charles is a famous guy in Wall Street lore. He wrote a book called Manias, Panics, and Crashes. And Josh doesn't realize who this is at first and thinks, okay, well, fine, I'll meet with him when I have time. And then Kindleberger says his name. And it's really this great moment because it shows you that people who understood bubbles recognized what was forming here as early as 2001.
And all along the way in the book, there are people that catch on to what's going on, and the warnings seem to go unheeded.
It's so often the story in our business world, particularly, where skeptics simply aren't valued, and that's certainly the case here.
Do you think it was regulators not paying attention to what was going on, or did they know what was happening and they just chose to ignore it?
I think regulators chose to ignore the crisis for a couple of reasons. One was this ideology that the market is always right. Secondly, the regulators were extremely susceptible to the arguments that the industry put forward. Derivatives are innovation. Innovation is good. We don't want to squelch innovation. Two, homeownership. Mm-hmm. We need to extend credit to people. We don't want to do anything to stop the flow of credit now, do we?
If the financial reform law that passed this year had been in place, could this whole thing have been avoided?
If the new Consumer Protection Agency had done its job and had said, we're going to stop this, then the tool, the mortgage, which was at the root of this financial crisis, that wouldn't have happened. But I guess what makes me a little bit worried about the future is that in many ways, this wasn't so much a failure of existing regulation as it was a failure of regulators to use the powers they had. I don't know how you argue that past won't be prologue.
The book is All the Devils Are Here, The Hidden History of the Financial Crisis. It's by Joe Nocera of the New York Times and Bethany McLean, who's been talking to us this morning. Bethany McLean, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Joe Nocera will talk to Kai Ryssdal about the book and the events that led to the financial crisis tonight on Marketplace. And finally, you know the KFC Double Down sandwich, which replaced the bread buns with fried chicken? Well, here in the U.S., it's been pretty popular, but in Canada, it's the most successful item KFC has ever sold, until yesterday, that is, when KFC's Canadian division pulled the sandwich off the menu without explanation. Looks like between this and the limited-time-only McRib at McDonald's, the latest trend in fast food marketing seems to be tough love. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
What if you could combine the excitement of a big win playing Lotto with the practicality of just putting all that money in the bank?
We're giving them an opportunity to redirect that behavior that, frankly, most of us enjoy, the opportunity for a game of chance, the opportunity to win a prize. We're redirecting that to something really constructive.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, making banking fun next time on Freakonomics Radio. It's on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.